Reminder, there is a heat advisory in effect from 1 to 7 this evening for parts of southwest Iowa and southeast Nebraska, and a similar heat advisory in effect from noon until 8 p.m. for much of northwest Missouri. Time now for the morning line here on KMA. After about a year and a half of construction, the Page County Law Enforcement Center project is virtually completed. Page County Sheriff Charles McCullough is with us in the studio this morning with an update on the jail project and some other subjects. Good morning to you, Sheriff.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
We're doing very well. Thank you for being with us today, and I guess the moment you folks have been waiting for a long time is approaching. Overall, how pleased are you with the construction of the law enforcement center so far? What's been finished?
The end is in the sights right now. We can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Things are getting closer. They're working on the punch list as far as items that needed to be fixed, small details, stuff like that. All the major construction is done at this point.
And you've seen the end result so far. Overall, are you happy with how well things have gone?
I am very, very happy with it. Compared to the jail we're in currently, it's just night and day difference.
Let's talk about that. I know that you opened up the old jail just before the bond issue election a few years ago. How does the new jail, how much of an improvement will it be over the current facility that was built way back in 1936?
This new jail is completely different. We will meet all the different code requirements that we are required by the state of Iowa. We will be able to classify different inmates at different places to where we can house them safer, and safe for them, safe for us. And that way, you know, we're doing everybody a justice at that point.
I know this is stuff that was covered during the bond issue campaign, but what sort of safety codes do you folks have to meet now with the prisoners? A lot of people may still not understand that.
Well, obviously, we still have to meet, like, fire code, health code, if we're actually going to have a kitchen. And then from there, you know, everybody, when they come in, get classified as far as are they, what threat level they are, what protection level they need, stuff like that.
And, of course, you have to meet state jail standards. How close was the county before construction began on this jail? How close was the county to have the jail closed by state officials?
Delbert Longley, he was the jail administrator at that point. He has since retired in the last, about a month ago, he retired. He has only ever shut down two jails, and I think his third jail was going to be Page County.
Let's talk about the process of moving. You've got a lot of prisoners in the jail right now. I don't know how many are in there, but what is going to happen? Just kind of describe the process it'll take to move the prisoners from the old to the new facility.
The next step for us, as far as soon as they get the punch list taken care of, then we will actually get the building and everything handed over to us from the Samuels Group. And from there, we will start the process of training employees on the computer systems, how the jail actually is set up to work, the step-by-step on how to deal with inmates. And then at that point, once we get them trained and ready to go, then we will actually physically start the moving of the inmates over.
And I know you don't want to disclose too much of that right here, but will it take a big coordination to take that, get that done?
It will be a very large coordination. Obviously, we have to move the sheriff's office over too at the same time. Mm-hmm. Dispatch is already in the building. Things went very, very well whenever we actually flipped the switch and went live there. Things went very well. And we're hoping that whenever we get ready to move the sheriff's office and the jail, that we'll get that same results.
You mentioned the training that the staff will have to do. How much of an adjustment will it be for the staff members, for the deputies, yourself, in working in the new facility?
Working in the new facility is going to be completely different than what we currently are working in. The current jail does not have a sally port or a secure area to unload prisoners to guarantee safety. The new one will have a sally port on it. You go from there to individual cells in the new jail versus more dormitory-style cells that we have in our current jail.
Any final completion date set as to when that process will take place?
We're hoping soon, but I would guess I'd rather see it done right the first time and not have to take and chase down problems or electrical problems, that type of stuff. I'd rather see it done right the first time. That way, when we do get the move, then we're on a run ready to go.
Let's talk about another subject. The harvest season, of course, will be here. In fact, it's already here for some people. What are the particular dangers to motorists and farmers alike this time of year during the harvest season?
Well, this time of year during the harvest season, a lot of guys have taken their combines in to have them inspected, you know, wherever they actually take them to, as far as John Deere, Case, New Holland. Yeah, this last weekend I was at the Nebraska State Fair and got a chance to ride in an AF9 combine. Absolutely mammoth machine. It is, you know, bigger than any other one that I've ever seen. And, you know, road conditions, small roads, big equipment, doesn't always make good conditions.
What are some of the precautions that motorists need to take if they're out on the roads and they see farm equipment? Obviously, there's got to be some coordination there, but what are some tips that you want to remind motorists of during this season?
I guess, overall, it's slow down, take your time, don't get in a big rush. Their equipment can only run so fast down the road, so give them a little extra room. They're going to need the extra room.
As far as farmers are concerned, what are their responsibilities with farm implements if they're out on the roads? They have some things that they have to follow, too.
Right. Obviously, we like for them to try and share the road to where, you know, we can get everybody down the road safely. You know, the bigger equipment, like the AF9, they might need a lead car or a car behind them to, you know, let people know, hey, there's a big, big piece of equipment right over the hill.
Along with this being harvest season, of course, the deer season is fast approaching. That brings up another hazard. How much do car deer accidents increase in this area during the fall?
Well, back in the day, whenever I was working night shift, it wasn't uncommon for us to do 2 to 3 accidents per night with, you know, car deer strikes. They've slowed down quite a bit because the population's down, but populations are starting to come back up. And we're starting to see a lot more accidents coming around, too.
In order to avoid an accident, what should motorists do if there's knowing that there's deer out there? And if they see one, what are some steps that they should take?
Well, if you see one, there's probably 2 or 3 in the ditch or real close to the roadway there. Slow down, give them the room, kind of like the bigger equipment during the farm season here. Give them the room. Don't get in a big hurry and relax.
And also, if they can't avoid an accident or can't avoid striking the deer, more or less, don't veer for the deer is what they always say.
Right, exactly. If the deer, if it's inevitable that you can't miss the deer, hit the deer. Do not swerve to the ditch. Do not swerve to the other lane, you know, stuff like that. Just go ahead and strike the deer.
Anything else you'd like to add, Sheriff, while we're here?
I think that's about everything.
Well, we appreciate you being here with an update on the jail and to talk a little bit about harvest and deer season safety. Appreciate you being here, and we'll have you on again sometime, talking to you later about the completion of the jail.
Sounds good, sir.
Sheriff,
thank you.
Thank you very much for being with us this morning.
You betcha. Thank you.
That's Page County Sheriff Charles McCullough here on The Morning Line on KMA.